For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Russellville got the ball to start the second half, and Michaela Ely was able to go down to the paint, fake out her defender, Kyra Penn, and then put up the jumper and get it. And now Mount Holmes lead is cut to 4, 29-25. Here's Gilbert going back the other way, going in for the layup. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Kate Gilbert will go to the line for the old-fashioned three as we are 42 seconds into this second half. That foul was called on Michaela Ely. That is her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Cyclones. So Kate Gilbert at the line to convert the try to convert the three-point play. Hangs on the rim and then falls out. No good. Russell gets the rebound. Mount Home leading by six. Here's Davis back the other way. Going to go into the lane. Blocking foul call on Mount Home well before any shot attempt. So Russell will inbound it with 7-11 left in the third quarter. Foul's called Emma Martin, her second personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. Ball's knocked away and stolen by Peyton Husky. Here is Mountain Home back the other way after Russellville's fifth turnover. Emma Martin with up top. Herb tries to throw it down the floor, and ball's knocked away and stolen by Ely. And another turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Davis back the other way going in for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. And Emma Martin just picked up her third foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home with 6:50 left of the third quarter. So Kara Davis at the free throw line, where so far she is 1 of 1 with 6 points. First free throw is up, no good. So Emma Martin's going to check out of the game and be replaced by Emily Payne. Davis' second free throw up, no good. Went in and out, she missed both. And as Yates got the rebound, back comes Mountain Home. Here is Husky into the front court, throws it to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert's going down into lane, going up for another layup, pop the glass and in. Kate Gilbert with 9 points, 33-25, Mountain Home leading it, 6.5 minutes left of the third quarter. Here's McAllister with the top. Now she's going down to the left elbow, kicks out to Walker in the left corner. Walker's going to go down towards lane, finds Ely in the lane by herself for the layup, good. Michaela Ely with 8 points. 33-27, Mountain Home leading it with 6:11 left the third quarter. Husky with it up top, dribbles to the right side, gives it to Payne there on the wing. Payne takes a screen from Yates, now throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Husky on the left, finds Gilbert in the lane by herself. Now it's going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Okay, Gilbert now double figures with 11 points. 35-27, Mountain Home leading it, 5:50 left of the third quarter. Davis gives it to Ely at the left elbow. Now she's going down into the lane. Tries to throw it to Myers. Myers was fouled from behind. Anna Grace Foreman picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:44 left of the third quarter. It is an 8-point Lady Bomber lead. Inbound pass goes to Ely. Now back to McAllister in the right corner. Her jumper is up and in. And now Russellville's quickly going to take the timeout. That is the 5th point for McAllister. And we'll break with 5:39. Let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Russellville 35-27. You're listening to, or 29, I believe. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Russellville took their last 30-second timeout of the game after McAllister inbound to Ely. Took And it took the pass right back from Ely and then pulled up for a jumper in the right corner. It cuts Mount Holmes' lead back to 6, 35-29 with 5:39 left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert will inbound it, gives it to Husky. Husky will walk it into the front court. Husky will throw it to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert's going to drill towards the free throw line, kicks out to Yates. Yates going to go down towards the low block. Now picks up her drill, throws out to Gilbert, finds Foreman in the paint, and she's going to be fouled. A reach in foul by Michaela Ely, I believe. That is her fourth personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Cyclones here in the second half. So Ely's going to come out of the game with her fourth foul, and she'll be replaced by Sarah Velasquez. 5:20 left of the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 6. Gilbert will inbound it on the baseline to Foreman in the paint for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line. Sarah Velasquez picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Cyclones. Anna Grace Warren at the free throw line for the first time today. First free throw is up and in. Makes a 3-possession lead for the Lady Bombers once again. With 5:19 left of the third quarter. Second free throw is up. Rolls around and goes in. She gets both. She now has 4 points. 37-29, Mount Zone leading it. Here's McAllister back the other way. Dribbles to the right side. Now is going down in towards the lane. Going up for the layup. Shot was blocked. And the ball's loose. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Mountain Home, and it will be Russellville's basketball with 5:07 left of the third quarter. McAllister will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. It goes to Myers in the right corner, now to Davis on the wing. Now Davis is going to drill to the elbow, loses her footing, and the ball is stolen by Gilbert. She'll throw it into the front court to Payne, who's going in, and now she lost her footing, but she's going to be fouled from behind. That was Russellville's sixth turnover of the day. And that foul is called on Blakely Walker. That is her first personal foul, team foul number 4 against the Lady Cyclones. Kara Davis going to check out of the game, being replaced by Tanika Boyce. And also for Russellville, Megan Fleming is going to check in for the first time today, as she'll replace Blakely Walker. Fleming is a 5'7 junior. It will be Husky inbounding it to Yates on the low block. She's going up for the layup, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Velasquez. That shot may have been partially blocked. Back comes Russellville with 4:48 left of the third quarter. McAllister has it on the left wing, throws up top to Boyce, down to Myers on the low block. Her shot was blocked, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 4:42 left. And that is Anna Grace Foreman's fourth personal foul. She's probably going to have to come out of this game now. Fourth foul against Foreman and the fourth team foul against Mountain Home. So Anna Myers at the free throw line. That's where all her points have come so far. She gets the first one here as well. So Foreman will check out of the game and be replaced by Kyra Penn. So if Myers gets this next one, it'll be back to a 2-possession game. Second shot is up. No good. She misses the second one, gets 1-2, and the rebound comes to Aston Yates. 37-30, Mounts on Lydia with lower 4.5 minutes left. Payne into the front court, throws over to Husky on the left wing. Husky will take the screen, dribble into the lane. Now it's going to go up for the jumper. Shot was blocked. And it's going to be a jump ball, and Mount Home probably got a break there because possession error points to them. I didn't think that was a tie up. I thought Russell might have just gotten that ball after the block shot, but officials saw it differently. Aston Yates will inbound it to Kate Gilbert in the left corner, and she's going to pull up for the jumper. Good! Kate Gilbert with 13 points. 39-30, Mount Zion leading at 4:15 left of the third quarter. And, boy, just an unforced turnover there by Russellville. The pass from Megan Fleming to Sarah Velasquez was just well over her head. She couldn't reach it, and that it goes out of bounds on the near sideline. That is Russellville's seventh turnover of the day. Fleming's going to check out of the game, back out of the game, being replaced by Kara Davis. Here's Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Drills toward the left side. Now takes a screen from Penn, and now fouls will be called on Russellville. A bump foul. I believe they're going to get Myers with that one. That is Anna Myers' second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Lady Cyclones. 4:03 left of the third quarter. Mount Zion will inbound it on the near sideline, leading in 39-30. Inbound pass goes to Husky. Husky will drill to the right side, give it there to Gilbert. Man-to-man defense once again. Gilmer has the ball knocked away from her, stolen by Kara Davis. Mount Holmes' fifth turnover of the day. Here's Davis going back the other way, going up for a layup. Her shot was blocked, but Myers right there to get the ball and put up the layup good. Anna Myers with her first field goal of the day. She now has 7 points. Payne takes the inbound pass. It's a full-court press for Russellville. Now ball goes to Penn, and now to avoid a 10-second count, Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. We'll break with 3:29 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Russellville 39-32. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
Well, Matt's on with the ball as they take their last 30-second timeout. Both teams are out of 30-second timeouts, but they have all three of their full timeouts remaining. It is Mount Home with the ball leading 39-32, 3:29 left of the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Penn. She'll throw it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Mount Home breaks the press. Gilbert drilling to the right wing. Has the ball knocked away from her by McAllister. Goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Home will keep possession with 3:22 left of the third quarter as they lead by 7. Gilbert will inbound it on the near sideline. For some reason, they kept the music going after... even after the game started back up. You're not supposed to do that. But anyways, they finally got it turned off. Gilbert inbounds it to Yates. Emma Martin's going to check in from outside with the next available time. Yates has it on the right wing. Dribbles towards the top. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Penn. Now Penn is looking to try to get some distance between her and her defender. Now she almost has it knocked away from her, but now she'll give it to Yates. Now finds Gilbert by the in the lane by herself for the layup. Good. Kate Gilbert now with 15 points. 41-32, Mountain Home leading it with 2:51 left of the third quarter. Here's Davis with it on the right wing, drills to the elbow. Now kicks out to Boyce on the wing. Boyce going to drill towards the free throw line, going up for the running jumper. No good. Payne gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Bombers. Payne dribbles into the front court. To the right corner. Now finds Yates on the wing. Over to Husky on the left wing by herself for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky now with 10 points. One of three players in double figures for Mountain Home. Less than 2.5 minutes such play. It is a double-digit lead for the Lady Bombers. 44-32 our score. Here's Davis into the front court. Finds Myers near the free throw line. She puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. Boyce gets offensive rebound. She goes back up. And she'll be fouled and will head to the free throw line for a pair. 2:14 left to play in the third quarter. I believe they got Payne with that foul. That is Emily Payne's first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Bombers. So Tanika Boyce at the free throw line for the first time today. First shot goes in. Emma Martin's going to check out of the game to replace Emily Payne. That was Boyce's first point of the afternoon. So one more free throw for Boyce. Second shot is up. Rolls around, will not go. She gets 1-2, and the rebound comes to Penn. Mountain Home leading 44-33. Ball goes into the front court to Yates, going in for the layup off the glass and in. Asen Yates with 12 points. 46-33, Mountain Home leading it. 2 minutes left to play in this third quarter. A long three by Z McAllister, no good. Rebound is going to be knocked around. Oh, my goodness, they're going to get Asen Yates with a foul on the rebound. I do not know how they came up with that. But that is Yates' third personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mount Holmes. That was the last foul they had to give. Anna Myers checks out of the game, being replaced by Helen Vardaman. Inbound pass goes to Kara Davis near the right corner. Now she's going to drill down to the elbow. Now she's going to be fouled, a reach-in foul. Is that on Emma Martin? I believe so. I believe that is her fourth. Emma Martin, one of two players with 4 fouls from Mountain Home, and a 1-1 coming up for Kara Davis. Now she's going to have to come right back out of the game. She and Anna Grace Warman both with 4 fouls. So it will be a 1-1 for Kara Davis. She is one of three from the free throw line. First shot is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. There's 1:50 left here in the third quarter as Davis has one more free throw to shoot. Second shot is up. No good. And, well, they would have waved it off anyway because she stepped across the line before the ball hit the rim. And that's so, whether, even if that had gone in, it wouldn't have counted. It didn't go in. But anyways, it is the Mountain Home with the ball leading 46-34 with 1:50 left in the third quarter. Peyton Husky looking to inbound it. She finally gets into Yates. Now she's being double-teamed, trying to get out of it. Will dribble at toward out of it. Now dribble it, give it to Husky. Over to Payne. Payne will get it into the front court to Gilbert. Gilbert finds Yates just outside the lane. Now she's going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Velasquez. She'll kick it out to McAllister, who brings it across the timeline. Velasquez throws it up top to Davis. Now Davis going down towards the lane. Now it throws it to Vardaman at the free throw line. Now out to Boyce. Boyce is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Husky quickly back the other way for the Lady Bombers. And now she's going to be fouled from behind. And that's the last foul Russellville has to give. Who did they call that foul on? I thought they called it, they said number 10, but she's not in the game. Tadinka Boyce checks in, checks out of the game, being replaced by Blakely Walker. Okay, so they ended up giving that foul to Kara Davis. That's her first personal foul. Here's Gilbert dribbling to the right elbow, pulling up for the jumper, good. Boy, Kate Gilbert with 17 points, 12 of them in the first quarter alone. I mean, third quarter alone. Now foul's going to be called on Mountain Home, and another one-on-one's coming up for Russellville. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul. That's the eighth team foul against the Lady Bombers. So Z McAllister at the free throw line for the first time today for the 1-1. 59.6 seconds left of this third quarter. It's a 14-point lead. And it'll stay that way as McAllister misses the front end. Mountain Home gets the rebound. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it to Husky on the left side. Now Husky will dribble a little closer to the top. Walker right there on her. And now, wow, it's just a little too aggressive by Walker. That is Blakely Walker's second personal foul, seventh team foul. So now 1-1 coming up for Peyton Husky. She is 2 of 2 from the free throw line so far on the day with 10 points. Exactly 44 seconds left. So first free throw for Husky is up and good. So she does earn the bonus. One more free throw coming up for Peyton Husky. Second shot is up. No good. She gets 1-2. And a scramble for the rebound controlled by Husky. Mountain Home will get back. And another 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home as Blakely Walker is called for her third personal foul. Team foul number 8 against the Lady Cyclones. 41.1 seconds left. Leah Jackson checking in for the first time today for Mountain Home, replacing Aston Yates. Jackson, a 5'6 junior. So Husky back at the free throw line to build on Mountain Home's 15-point lead with 41.1 seconds left. Husky's free throw, no good. She missed the front end, and the rebound's controlled by Walker. Walker back the other way for Russellville. Has the ball knocked away from her, stolen by Husky, and now she's going to be fouled. Another 1-1 coming up for Mountain Home. That was Russellville's eighth turnover of the day with 33.3 seconds left. And that foul is on Kara Davis as her second personal foul, team foul number 9. So this will be the last 1-1 for the Lady Bombers. Walker is going to check out the game. She'll be replaced by Anna Myers. So Husky back at the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. So she earns a bonus on this one. She is now 4 of 6 from the charity stripe with 12 points. One more free throw coming up for Husky. And what's the second one? In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Myers. 50-34, Mountain Home leading. Less than a half minute left. Here is McAllister throwing it to Davis. Davis going to drill to the right elbow. Now is going down into the lane for the layup. No good. Offense rebound for Vardaman. She puts it back up and in. Hill and Vardaman now with 5 points. Mountain Home leading 50-36. Husky inbounds to the paint, gives it back to Husky. Husky breaks the press, gets it into the front court, tries to throw it to Jackson. Pass was a little wide of her, goes out of bounds. Mountain Home sixth turnover of the day. And Russellville will have a chance to get one more basket. 6 seconds left. Davis takes an inbound pass, gets it into the front court, drills to the left side, finds Myers in the corner for the three-pointer, misses everything, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play in this one. Mountain Home with the double digit. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!